And to the UK election now. And the good news for outgoing Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is that inflation there has fallen to the government's long-held 2% target. However, the bad news is a Telegraph opinion poll showing a Tory wipeout that could even include the loss of the Prime Minister's seat in Parliament. Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor with the Financial Times. That Telegraph opinion poll, it's about as bad as an opinion poll could be, Lucy. Take us through the details.
Well, that's right. It has the Conservative Party plunging down to just 53 seats. And to put that in context, that is, you know, sixfold fewer than it won in 2019 when it won 365. And it predicts that Rishi Sunak himself would lose his seat in North Yorkshire. It would be the first time that a sitting prime minister has been ousted at a general election. Now, I should flag there were two other MRP polls published yesterday, these detailed seat-by-seat analyses of the election results. The most favourable of those to the Conservatives had the Tories descending to 155 seats, so more than that initial poll. But still, that would mean a crushing defeat for the Conservatives and a colossal majority for Labour. So while there is difference in the numbers in these polls, the trend is the same, that Labour is headed into government with a very commanding majority.
On the other hand, it's not exactly great news, is it, for Keir Starmer? No party with such a commanding lead across a number of opinion polls. You know, the risk is that voters feel there's no point in coming out to vote and you don't actually get the success the polls predict.
Well, there is of course, that scenario. And it may be the case that it emboldens people who would like to see Keir Starmer enter Downing Street, decide instead to give their protest vote to the Lib Dems or the Greens, people who sort of buy into this conservative idea that they don't want an imperial Labour government with a supermajority and very little scrutiny in Parliament, no one to hold them to account. However, I've been struck that the likes of Lee Kane, the former director of communications at Downing Street under Boris Johnson, and a key figure in the Vote Leave campaign, he warned the Tories that making that argument about Labour getting a supermajority actually, in his experience and among strategists, they feel that that will actually depress the Conservative vote. That if you make clear that you think your side has won, actually the people you demotivate are your own voters who think, well, if it's a fait accompli that we're going to be defeated, I'm not going to bother getting to the polling station.
Now, a big issue for Conservatives, even if it's not showing up in the polls as necessarily voters' biggest issue, is migration. And on that front, a new record set in small boat crossings.
Well, that's right. And it's been rather eclipsed, here in the UK by the election campaign. But yesterday saw the highest number of people cross the English Channel in a single day so far this year. The number was almost 900 people, a new record for 2024. On top of that, UK migrant boat crossings have now hit a 19-month high. So it is, a very difficult entree on migration for whoever is the next Prime Minister and Home Secretary. And I think, we'll see the likes of Reform UK that are offering the most hardline policies to crack down on so-called illegal migrants, seizing on this on these figures today and in the coming days.
How much impact, by the way, is Nigel Farage and his Reform Party expected to have? What are the polls suggesting there?
Well, it's interesting. Quite a lot of variation in what the polls say. We've seen YouGov, one pollster, put the Tories on a higher percentage than the Tories in terms of vote share. Of course, that doesn't necessarily translate into seats picked up. On average, the poll trackers still put the Tories 8 percentage points ahead of Reform. But in one of the MRPs yesterday, that Savanta and electoral calculus poll for the Telegraph that gave the most disastrous outcome for the Tories. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, that predicted that Reform would actually get no seats at all. So it could be Nigel Farage's 8th attempt to get into Parliament and 8th failure. I think there seems to be a lot of uncertainty about whether Reform will actually make it over line in a single constituency.
And interesting, isn't it, given the amount of airtime that Mr. Farage appears to get. Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor with the Financial Times, thank you for that. And we'll be back with the business news after the break.